As I said, we come to this beautiful public park not to get in anyone's face. If you don't want to talk to me, stay away. Don't talk to me. I will not approach anyone. I will walk through the park and I'm going to preach Jesus Christ crucified, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ for the forgiveness of sins. The Bible tells us, Anabaptists, the world, you need to hear this. The Bible tells us that by faith you must come to Jesus Christ, the shed blood, the resurrection, and you must place a saving faith in Jesus Christ. A saving faith is an allegiance to follow him. It's apart from man-made religion. It's apart from the traditions of men like Catholic, Evangelical, Anabaptist. You'll notice my sign says Jesus would rebuke Anabaptists. He would. He rebuked false ways. In fact, my other sign says Anabaptist ways lack spirit and truth. John 4:24. And so, by faith in this glorious Savior, you must come. A saving faith and an allegiance to follow. And the Bible says, Jesus' first ministry words were, repent. Repent lest you perish. Repentance means you change your mind, you change your ways. I wonder, we were just preaching at the farmer's market, I wonder how many Catholics, Evangelicals, Mormons, Jehovah Witnesses, and Anabaptists have ever truly repented of all their man-made ways. The evidence shows hardly any. In fact, I know none that have repented to the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Why? Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. The fruit of American churchianity, the fruit of the Anabaptist faith is not one that's of a holy God. It's why we travel the country and preach all over. Yep, we go in the streets, we go in the gutters, we go to worldly events, we stand outside all kinds of corrupt churches. We can't leave the Anabaptists out. If we did, if we left you out without a call out to the biblical gospel, we wouldn't love you. We're supposed to call our neighbors to repentance. So, by faith in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, are you willing to seek the kingdom of God? Are you willing to repent and turn from every false way, sin, and worldliness, and false religion? Most of you were born in the Anabaptist faith. Most of you are Anabaptists by birth. Guess what? God does not have grandchildren. What does that mean? It means everyone must come through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Everyone must test their hearts and their minds. Everyone must repent and come out of every false way, even if it costs you your lifelong family traditions. And that's why we're here today at the Anabaptist playground. I'm looking at shuffleboard. I'm looking at bocce ball. I'm looking at volleyball, basketball, the Florida playground of the Anabaptists. If you folks don't come by this biblical gospel that I'm preaching to you and repent and be born again by the Spirit of God because of what Jesus Christ did, if you keep practicing your vain man-made traditions, Mark 7, Jesus said you worship God in vain for the keeping of your man-made traditions. We'll be here preaching for quite a while. We'll go over all the man-made traditions the Anabaptists keep. The Bible says you have no hope of eternal life to come. Jesus said in Mark 7, 6 through 9, you keep man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Did you know that? You worship God in vain. God doesn't want your worship on Sunday. God didn't create Sunday as the Lord's day. By faith in this glorious Savior, his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection. Repentance to come out of the world in false ways. The Anabaptists are full of false ways. Be born again by the Spirit of God. What's the fruit that you're born again, Anabaptists? I can tell you right now, it's not what I see. People more interested in leisure, fun and games, than the proclamation of God's word. The fruit that you're born of God is holiness and obedience to the Scriptures. 2 Thessalonians 2:15, Paul says, keep the traditions I've handed down. You're keeping Anabaptist false traditions. You're keeping the ways of man. You're keeping a false religious system that cannot save you. And probably the one place that we agree on, the Bible says you must endure in a saving faith. We're not Calvinists. You got to endure, folks. You got to strive every day, every week, every month, every year in a saving faith. So if you're not striving in that biblical faith, but you're more interested in board games, what does that say about the fruit of you people? So I'll just stand here and ask any of the, how about the older Anabaptist men? How about the older Anabaptist men? Would any of them like to step up, bring their Bible? And I have a question for you after I just preached the gospel. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? I've been here before. I've asked that question hundreds of times. Not one man dare give an answer. Jesus was not an Anabaptist. Why are you? He actually would rebuke Anabaptist ways because Jesus hated every false way. Psalm 119:104 tells us that. So we'll be preaching here a while. We don't entertain mockers. If somebody comes and mocks, I ignore them. Don't bother me. I won't bother you. If somebody's a truth seeker and they actually want to ask questions and they actually want to find out why the Anabaptist faith is going to cost you your soul, oh, that's what we're here to do. That's why we go in the world. We're looking for the seekers. We're not looking for the mockers and the hardcore Anabaptists born into it. Yeah, you're going to die in your sin, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You're going to die in your sin and lose your soul, Anabaptists. All your false traditions. Whether it be Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, Sunday is the Lord's Day, all of your ordnung, none of this, most of it is not rooted in the Holy Scriptures. Most of it's rooted in a bunch of traditions of men that are not going to save your soul on Judgment Day because you knew Christ and you obeyed Him. Hebrews 5:9 says, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey Him. The Anabaptists obey man-made traditions. The Anabaptists obey fleshly ways. I'm looking at it today. Jesus said, let's talk about what some people call the Great Commission. Jesus said, go into the world, preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded. Matthew 28:20. I don't see any Anabaptist men here even qualified to do that, let alone they're not doing it. But they look like they're really good at shuffleboard and bocce ball. Idle games of fruitless ways. It's vain pursuits, men. The Anabaptists generally just go and start a church somewhere. Oh, we go to Honduras. And they start an Anabaptist church somewhere. And they make, as Jesus said to the Pharisees, you make twice the sons of the devil than you are. That's what you do when you start Anabaptist churches. Because you're not preaching the biblical gospel. You're not living a holy, set-apart life. You don't hunger and thirst for righteousness. This is the fruit of the Anabaptists. You know what most Anabaptists I know hunger for? I'm from central Wisconsin. I lived in central Missouri. I've been down here for a lot of years. I know thousands of Anabaptists. You know what they all hunger for? Mammon. Mammon and the traditions of men. Both will damn your soul. The love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And man-made traditions make your worship in vain. Jesus said in Matthew 15, howbeit in vain you worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And so it's a sad testament of the Anabaptist faith. They're more interested in shuffleboard. Maybe I'll make my own video here. So the Bible says, 1 Timothy 5, publicly expose those who are in sin. Go look it up. 1 Timothy 5:20. The Anabaptists are publicly in sin, deceiving people, deceiving young people, deceiving people around them. Oh, they're such godly people. Actually, if Jesus was here, you would be His enemy. Go read about Jesus and the Pharisees. If Jesus was here, you would be His enemies. You represent the Pharisees today. Because you have a religious system outside of God's truth that you defend to your death. And Jesus warred, and he called them, talk about love. Somebody said today, well, you're not very loving. What is godly love? Godly love is telling the truth. Godly love is teaching sound doctrine. Godly love is telling you like Jesus did in Mark 10. Open your Bibles. I'm all about the Bible. Anabaptists aren't. Open your Bible to Mark 10. The rich young ruler comes to Jesus and says, what do I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, keep the commandments. You notice you got to obey. Yeah. He said, I've done that. Jesus, being God himself, said, one thing you lack. Jesus knew the one thing he lacked. And it says right in the Bible, he loved him and told him the thing he lacked. You see, it's loving to tell you what you lack. And here's what the Anabaptists and the world and the Catholics and the Evangelicals and the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, here's what they lack. They lack the desire to obey God by the Spirit because they're not born again. They have not the fruit of being born again of the Spirit of God. If you had the fruit of being born again of the Spirit of God, you'd actually be testing yourself to the Word of God instead of sitting here playing idle shuffleboard and bocce ball. You'd actually be desiring to go out in the world and preach the gospel. Jesus Christ, a glorious Savior, shed his blood and made a way for people. Not so you could sit idly and play shuffleboard. Jesus shed his blood, not so you could live a bunch of man-made traditions. Here we have the bocce ball area. Maybe somebody in the bocce ball area can tell me. Bunch of old men here like me. Bunch of old white-haired men like me. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you guys? They're real good at rolling those bocce balls, I'll tell you. A lot of effort put in there. Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist. Why are you? I think that's a valid question. I love my neighbor enough to tell him the truth.
Then why are you condemning the people?
Because you're outside of the truth of God.
Why?
I didn't condemn anyone. I'm telling you the truth. If you practice a bunch of man-made religion, like the Anabaptist faith, you're going to lose your soul.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish.
Really?
But have everlasting.
So can I believe and just live in sin?
Hey, why are you condemning these people? You're condemning.
Why do you live in sin?
Hey,
you're man-made traditions.
You didn't answer my question.
What Bible verse tells you to wear a straw hat?
You don't have no answer for it.
What Bible verse tells you to call yourself a man? What Bible verse, sir? You didn't want a gospel card, so I'm not going to waste any time with you. I'm just going to keep preaching Christ crucified. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. And the Anabaptists are very dead. Now, we will talk to truth seekers, someone that actually wants the truth of God, someone that says, you know, I've tested the Anabaptist faith and it is false. I've tested all of its false traditions and I'm about to die, old gray-haired men like me. And maybe I should worship God in spirit and truth and follow him in holiness. Maybe I should do what it says in Matthew 10. Maybe I should lose my life to find it. But all of you are holding on to your life so that you can find it. And you can find an Anabaptist life. So you can make mammon. So you can have all your friends. But you know, there's no safety in numbers, you know. That might work with muskox up in the Arctic Circle. There's no safety in numbers when it comes to God's truth. You're all going to be judged and sent to hell, lest you repent. Call that condemning. That's a judgment. The Bible says to judge the body. 1 Corinthians 5, Matthew 18, it says judge the body. And you're living in sin. So I come here to this park, by the way. Anybody who's here that doesn't know it, this is a public park. It's infested with the sin of Anabaptism, but it's a public park. Are you a truth seeker or a mocker?
I'm not a mocker.
Are you a truth seeker? Here's a card that shows you the Anabaptist faith is false with many points. Would you like to see it?
Are you doing this?
There you go. He's not a truth seeker. So we're only going to talk to truth seekers that want the truth and go, you know what? Maybe the Anabaptist faith is wrong. That's the fruit of your young people. They don't know the gospel. They don't care about the gospel. They would rather drive around and mock, and the adults laugh at it. This is the wickedness of the Anabaptist world. This is the wickedness of the American church system. It's not just Anabaptists. You got to be kidding me. The Baptists, the Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, the Evangelicals, the Roman Catholics. You guys are all going to end up in the lake of fire, right with them. And let's go there for a minute. Yeah, let's go there for a minute. So the Anabaptists of old, you know what they did? They didn't play bocce ball and shuffleboard and ride their bikes around, three-wheel bikes to the beach and eat ice cream and get fat. Yeah, a lot of gluttony going on in the Anabaptist world. Let's call it for what it is. Put a knife to your throat, glutton, the Bible says. You know what the Anabaptists of old did? Oh, you like to claim your founding fathers. They actually stood outside Catholic churches, Lutheran churches, evangelical churches, and risked their lives to tell people. We'll go this way, honey. They risked their lives to tell people you must be born again. And baby baptism doesn't save you. That's what the Anabaptists of old did. What do you Anabaptists do? You pretty much sit around and play bocce ball and shuffleboard. And no man yet has come. No man has come to answer, Jesus wasn't an Anabaptist, why are you? Interesting. Really? Really? Yeah, let's cover that. A lot of Anabaptists say, I'm not an Anabaptist, I'm a Christian. They go to a church called a Mennonite church. They go to a church called an Amish church. They might go to a German Baptist church, but I'm a Christian. If you were a Christian, you'd follow Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. You're following man-made traditions. You live like the rest of the Anabaptist world in your frivolity, your foolishness, your flesh. You don't preach the gospel. You don't live the gospel. You don't even teach your women properly. You don't teach young men properly. Who's rebuking the young man for being rowdy with his motorcycle? Any of you old men saying, oh, you ought not to be doing that? Nope. I seen old men laughing. That'll be on the internet. You guys are wicked. Yeah, look up Pinecraft Exposed. Oh, we're all over the internet. Why? We don't make money off of it. I don't need money. I worked my whole life. I support myself. I'm not a money monger like the Anabaptists and Mennonites are. Anabaptists are. But yeah, where's the rebuke of your young people? It's bad enough they're into flesh and frivolity. Now you have a mocking an older man preaching Jesus and you think it's funny. And you do nothing to stop him. Yeah, he'll be on video and it'll show, wow, these people are wicked. These people are wicked. They don't love the truth of God. They don't have the truth of God. Here he comes again. Yeah, what a shame to you guys. What a shame. The fruit of the sad Anabaptist faith. Wickedness and sin. But we love our neighbors, so we preach the truth. We tell them what Jesus requires for salvation, and the Anabaptists are far from it. Jesus did not shed his blood so you could live this worldly carnal life, neighbor. Repent. Flee to Christ while there's time. Get rid of your Anabaptist traditions. Lose your life. Follow Christ in spirit and truth.